Welcome to Face to Face. Face to Face is an in-depth look at the life and career of a popular sports figure from a Christian perspective. Now, here's your host of Face to Face, Tom Rust.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to Face to Face. We're glad to have you with us this week, particularly this week, because this is a very special show. Usually, on Face to Face, if you know our format, we bring on a Christian athlete. We talk to them about their sport, and we talk to them a little bit about how they came to know Jesus Christ and where Jesus Christ fits into their life. But this is a very special show because this is our 25th anniversary show. That's right, 25 years we have been on the air, and we have had over 1,200 shows. We have had, I don't have an exact count, but we have had nearly 500 different athletes that have been on the show, and we have come a long way. So this week, rather than have an interview with a Christian athlete, we thought what we would do is to just kind of give you an overview as to where you have been, and hopefully, I know you're going to be encouraged. I know I'm going to be encouraged as we just think back about some of the shows that we have had, about some of the guests that we've had, some of the experiences that we have had, and we're going to talk a little bit about how it all started, too, because in every aspect of face-to-face, it seems like God has been in it. And I've been the only one that has been the interviewer. I've done all 500 interviews, or whatever the number is. I've done all the interviews in person. We have never done a phone interview, and we'll talk about that in our first segment here. But it's just been an exciting time that God has blessed after I was basically told that this show probably would not work. And here we are over 1,200 shows later and celebrating our 25th anniversary. So what we want to do is to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to just talk about face-to-face and let you know a little bit about what happened, because God has worked. We give God all the glory for what has happened, because this, without God's guiding hand all the way through, this show just never would have happened. And not only has it continued to happen, it is continuing to happen, as we've got a number of guests that have been on the show. Our most recent guest was Scooter Jeanette of the Cincinnati Reds, and I'm not sure he was even born. I guess he was. I guess he might have been 1 or 2 years old, but Scooter Jeanette of the Cincinnati Reds, and going all the way back to Steve Alford, who had the first show. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll just talk about face-to-face and kind of celebrate together and praise the Lord for what he has done with face-to-face over the last 25 years. We'll take a break and be back. You're listening to Face-to-Face. All right. Thank you very much. And welcome back to Face to Face on this very special time. This is the time when you would expect that we would have an athlete, but we're just going to talk about some of the shows that we have had on in the last 25 years. 25 years, that's a lot of shows, and so we can't possibly in a few minutes here even begin to touch base, no pun intended there, as to who we've had. But one question that I am asked a lot is, who have you had on, and who's your favorite? Who's the one that's that you like the most? And first of all, people, when they hear about a show on Christian athletes, they think, well, have you had Tony Dungy? Have you had Tim Tebow? Have you had Albert Pujols? And those are all, of course, extremely strong Christian men, big names. But one of the things that I found out early on was everybody knows their story for the most part. If you follow sports at all, you know the deal with Tim Tebow, and you know the deal with Tony Dungy, and you know the deal with, going back quite a ways, Tom Landry, Roger Staubach, Bobby Richardson. And at times we have tried to have them on. But one thing that I found out is, everybody's got their story out there. The one thing that that's been revealed to me is that there are a lot of athletes who are pretty big names who are playing in the major leagues in baseball, who are playing in the NFL, who are playing in the NBA, playing big-time college ball, and their story doesn't always get told. So one of the things that I am proud that we have done is over the years we've had some people who are involved in the sports world. You may know the name, but you may not know their story. My favorite one probably is a longtime announcer for the Detroit Tigers, Ernie Harwell. Now, if you are probably under the age of 40, you may not know who Ernie Harwell is. If you are over the age of 40 and you've listened to baseball like I have pretty much your entire life, you probably, particularly if you're from Michigan, you know Ernie Harwell. He's known just about everywhere in Michigan as the voice of the Detroit Tigers, a very distinctive voice who I'm not going to try to imitate. But I had two times to do an interview with Ernie Harwell, and both times was just terrific. In fact, Ernie is such an institution in the Detroit area that in his final weeks on this earth, Ernie passed away about 4 or 5 years ago. But as Ernie was very sick and still trying to come to games every once in a while, they actually stopped a game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals, and they brought Ernie out and gave everyone in the stadium in Comerica Park in Detroit a chance to say thanks and ironically a chance to say goodbye to Ernie. And I thought my interview was, of course, a much different time. My interview was when Ernie was much healthier than that. But I had two opportunities to do an interview with Ernie Harwell, and both of them were just great moments. And I was happy to have the opportunity to do that. Another interview that I did, which goes down as probably the most unique interview that I did, was an interview with Jerry Schemmel. Jerry Schemmel now is the play-by-play voice of the Colorado Rockies. He's from Denver. He was involved in a plane crash, an airliner crash in Iowa back in the 80s, and he survived it. It's one of the most unique things that ever happened. It was a United Airlines flight that was on its way from Denver to Chicago. The plane got into trouble. They tried to turn around over Iowa. They tried to come back. They looked like they weren't going to make it. So they came down in, Sioux City, Iowa. They came down in Sioux City. The plane broke apart. The people in the back half of the plane survived. The people in the front half of the plane survived, and the people in the middle, unfortunately, were killed. Jerry was in, of course, a section of the plane that survived. And honestly, we did the airport. I've done all these airports on location. We did the interview at the Denver airport. In fact, Jerry said and this is back before the days of TSA. This is back when you could just go to the gate and meet somebody. Jerry actually got off the plane, and we sat there and did the interview in the Denver airport. And that was one of the most unique interviews that I ever got to do, the interview with Jerry Schemmel. My third favorite is probably Gary Carter. Gary Carter was a Hall of Fame catcher with the New York Mets, with the Los Angeles Dodgers. And later on, he was the play-by-play. He was the color commentator for the Florida Marlins. And I had a chance to get to know Gary pretty well. I had a chance to talk to him. And in the interview, he revealed how insecure he was. Now, I thought, how could a guy that has done all this be so insecure? And he just told me about the fact that he would go out. His mother had passed away. He would go out to a cemetery, I think in the Los Angeles area where he's from, and he would talk to his mom. In all of these interviews, it's just interesting to find out how these men and women sometimes got to know Jesus Christ and to have Jesus Christ the center of their life. Ernie Harwell talked about the fact that during spring training one year, he decided to go to a Billy Graham crusade just south of Lakeland, where the Tigers train down in Florida. And there was an invitation given, and Ernie Harwell went forward and accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior, and that changed his life. Things like that are things that you never hear anywhere unless you hear on face-to-face. And so that's what makes face-to-face so fulfilling to me, that we're able to have shows like that. Other people that have been on, the first interview we ever did was Steve Alford. And in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about how we got started with face-to-face and how I got hooked up with Steve Alford, now the head coach at UCLA. At that time, I think he was the head basketball coach at Manchester up in northern Indiana. Another interview that I did was with a guy named Waddy Spolstra, a guy that I got to know very well. He actually had started Baseball Chapel, and a very unique story. He was pretty much of an alcoholic, and found Jesus Christ one night, accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And he actually had a daughter who was dying in the hospital. And in his drunken state, he went to the hospital. And over his daughter's body, she was not expected to live through the night. And over his daughter's body, he said, "Lord, if you will save my daughter, I will do whatever you want." And she woke up the next morning, and she was fine. And it was an absolute miracle. And Mr. Spolstra found out that he needed to follow through on what he had said. Waddy Spolstra was a writer for one of the Detroit newspapers, I think for both the Detroit newspapers, for the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press, and went on to start Baseball Chapel. There have been others, Archie Griffin, Tom Allen, and then lesser known names who I've gotten to know very closely and who've opened doors for me. Matt Hergis, who's now the pitching coach in the Dodgers organization. Brent Leach, a great friend who had a short cup of coffee, if you will, in the major leagues with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and also spent some time in the Brewers organization. Just lots and lots of names from all the way back in the past in 1992 to our current time here, where the most recent one was probably Scooter Jeanette of the Cincinnati Reds. About 500 names in between. And if you check out our website at facetofaceradio.com, you can see a lot of those interviews. Of course, not all 500, but you can see some of the ones we've had in the past. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to tell you how it all started. We're going to tell you how God, in what I think is a miraculous way, opened the door for face-to-face, and how we got to the place that we are today. But first, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. So don't go away. You are listening to Face-to-Face. Welcome back to Face-to-Face. Glad to have you with us, and hope you're enjoying this show. No athletes today. It's our 25th anniversary. And 1992, actually September the 20th, 1992, we went on the air with our first show, WRZQ Radio in Columbus. At our height, we got up to probably about 25 or 30 stations. I wanted to go nationwide. We started out being an hour-long show and then cut it back to a half hour, which was more practical and which was easier to sell. And in the last few years, we have relied much more on our website. We're now currently only on 4 radio stations, but we're much more effective to be on the web, which hadn't even been invented when I first went on the air in 1992. Can you believe it? That's how old I am, and that's how old the show has been. Just to give you a little background as to how the show got started, in 1990, I had decided that I was going to go for my master's at Moody Bible Institute. And Moody Bible Institute is in Chicago, just a couple miles south of Wrigley Field. And when I happened to be there in the summer of 1990, the All-Star Game was played at Wrigley Field. And I thought I would walk down, and I thought I would try to get into Wrigley Field and see the All-Star Game. Well, it wasn't quite that easy, and I got no tickets. I walked around Wrigley Field and then came back. And a friend of mine, Gary McCoy, who's been a longtime friend and who's on our face-to-face board now. And Gary McCoy was in the alumni department at Moody Bible, and he said, "I don't have tickets for the All-Star game, but on Thursday night," which was two nights later, he said, "I do have tickets for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs, and let's go to the game." So I decided that that's what we would do. And as it turns out, I had a guy that I had known. I had been the Michigan State football chaplain, and the left fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers at that time was Kirk Gibson. And Kirk Gibson and I had been friends. And he was playing left field for the Dodgers, and Gary and I were sitting in the left field bleachers, and I just wanted to yell out, "Hey, Kirk!" But obviously I couldn't do that, and he was just a short distance away. And it just seemed as though while I was sitting there pondering Kirk Gibson being in left field and me not being able to communicate with him, it's like God said to me, you know, there's a lot of Christian athletes out there, and it's just like this. They can't communicate. They have no forum in which to be on the air. So I talked to Gary about it, and Gary said, I kind of feel the same way. We talked about it, and I said, you know what? I feel like God is calling me to go back and start something like this. Go back and find a radio show. Go back and form a radio show in which I can can do this. I had had some radio experience. I'd been doing some color commentator and some play-by-play experience in Columbus, Indiana, where we are now. But I didn't have a show. I didn't have a station. I didn't have anything that I could really lock down and say, we're going to make this happen. But God really opened some doors over the next few weeks. I went back. I talked to some people at Moody Bible Institute, including my good friend Dick Epps, and he kind of looked at it with a, well, okay, if you want to try that, I'm not sure that's going to work. I went back to Columbus, Indiana. I met a man named Keith Rising. I walked into a station that was not doing basketball, and I said, I'll do play-by-play for your station if you'll let me do this show. And God said, I think to him, I've been thinking about having somebody doing play-by-play. They had not done high school sports on their station. And he said, okay, let's give it a shot. Let's see what can happen. I'll let you do it for an hour from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Sunday nights. We'll see how it works. Long story short, Keith and I still work together. He's the still the owner and the manager of the station. And 1,200 shows later, we're still going. People said, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it can happen. You're going to have a few athletes, and then you're going to run out. And I started to think, who is somebody that I can call? Who's somebody that can be on? And I didn't even have a way in which they could do it over the phone. So I consulted with somebody who said, buy this Marantz tape recorder, and this will work. And sit down with whatever athlete you want to do it with. I didn't even know you could plug in a microphone to the tape recorder. That's how naive I was. But I called up Steve Alford. Like I said, I think he was at Manchester College. And Steve said, I'm down the road in Franklin in the summertime, and let's go, let's do it. So it actually was about a, it was actually about a two-year lapse in there, because I had to put things together. I had to find some funds, and I had to find a way in which we could make this happen. I did play-by-play for 2 years, but I backed off on doing face-to-face. And even with the Alford interview, which actually came up in the summer of 1992, there was just a two-year lapse in there in which I just decided that maybe I can't do this. Maybe it can't happen. But God kept pressing me, and God kept pressing me. And finally, my wife said, why don't you just go do it? So I called Steve Alford in the spring of 1990. I called Steve Alford, and he said, I'll meet you at Franklin College, and we'll do the interview. And it was a funny interview, because we didn't even have a mic. We had a condenser mic. If you know what that is, that's a mic that's planted in the tape recorder. And Steve and I were kind of leaning in head-to-head, face-to-face, if you will, to make it happen. And we got it done. And each week, I decided I was going to come up with an athlete, and over the years, it just happened. Sometimes I had to go through quite a bit of hardship. The first few years until 1997, when my first wife passed away, until 1997, I was also doing Youth for Christ campus life clubs, which means that I would have to do a nightly campus life on a Tuesday night or a Monday night, and then take off and go somewhere and stay overnight, do the interview, come back, do more with Youth for Christ. And It was quite challenging. I was also doing play-by-play, so it took a lot. But long story short, God has blessed. That's how we got started. It was born in the left field stands at Wrigley Field with Gary McCoy and I. And Gary's still a friend. He's still on the board. And there's just been so many opportunities since then. And we have made face-to-face happen. Well, that's about it for us this week. I want to leave you with a verse, because I always ask the athletes, what's your favorite verse? My favorite verse is John 10:10, which says, "The thief comes to kill and destroy, but I came that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly." And that's been my verse, and that's been what I've relied on all this time. So that's how I got started. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up right after this. So don't go away. You are listening to Face to Face. Wow. Welcome back. Welcome back to Face to Face. And again, a celebration. I want to take this time to honor some people who make face-to-face happen every week. Without them, it would not have happened. And first of all, I want to give kudos to our board. When we started out in 1992, we were a part of an organization called Youth for Christ. And then we went and formed our own not-for-profit corporation in about 1994. So to do that, you have to have a board. And I put a board together of basically men who believed in the ministry. And these men pretty much have been with me the whole time. We've had a couple that have passed on. We'll make mention of them. And there's been a couple of people who have pretty well been with face-to-face from the start. I want to talk about our board. First of all, our board members are Ken Conrad, who was the director. He's now retired. He was the director of Youth for Christ up in northern Indiana. Woody Harrison, who was an attorney in Columbus. Gary McCoy, who I've talked about, who was with me there at the beginning and felt the presence of the Lord in the left field bleachers at Wrigley Field. Dick Epps, my closest friend probably on earth, who has been with me since 1967 when I was in college, and who was the vice president of Moody Bible Institute at one point. He's now retired. Phil Newton, our current board chairman, who is a businessman in the Columbus, Indiana area. Dave Ketchum, another businessman, and who also is my golf partner. We play a lot of golf together. And Dave Ketchum also has a ministry of his own called Mission Resource International, which if you look them up on the web, you'll see what they do. And Mission Resource International essentially provides venture capital to startup ministries in Africa. And that's a great ministry. And then two members who have passed on, Galen Dolby, who when I was the IU chaplain from 2000 to 2006. He was involved with Youth for Christ. He was also my associate chaplain over there. And Bill Aiken, a lifelong friend, who his title would have to be Chief Encourager. He was the encouragement for Face to Face, and he also was in Youth for Christ. In fact, he was a youth minister for 65 years before he passed away a couple of years ago. And those have been my board members. Now, the other people who have made this show possible, Ruth Thomas, who has been with me for the last 20 years. Ruth takes care of the accounting, the receipting. If you want to make a donation, you'll get a receipt back from Ruth Thomas. John Lagnew, who is my producer and has been that way probably for the last, 8 to 10 years. John gets the show every week, puts it on his computer, cleans it up a little bit, and then sends it off to the other person that I'm extremely indebted to, and that would be Rick Hayes, who gets the show ready for stations, puts it up on our website. And by the way, our website is at face2faceradio.com, and it is a beautiful website. I've seen other other sports websites, and this is one of the best. And hopefully you've been there. Hopefully you go there each week, face-to-faceradio.com. That's where it's at. And so those are the ones that make it happen. Ruth Thomas, John Lagnew, Rick Hayes, and I also want to give a special shout-out to a longtime friend and a person that kept us going for nearly 20 years, and that was Jim Bergen, who put this show together. And in fact, in the Columbus, Indiana flood of 2008, Jim Bergen saved everything by, as his basement was being flooded, grabbed the hard drive, which had our shows on it, and made sure that it got out and got safe. And Jim Bergen, longtime producer from probably the third or fourth show up until he retired about 5 years ago. So those are the ones that make it happen. It has been great. And, you know, as we always do, we talk about what makes face-to-face great. And, of course, the one we give to the most is not just our board members, not just Rick Hayes or John Lagnew. And of course, I'm so indebted to them, or Ruth Thomas. But I'm totally indebted to Jesus Christ and what he has done. What we have done over the years is to try and give people encouragement. We haven't done a lot of preaching here. It's just been athletes telling their stories, and that's what's most important. You know, one of the things that I see in the Bible is the fact that when people ask Jesus about something, he said, "Let me tell you a story." And this has been kind of a parable. Youth for, Face-to-Face has been kind of a parable, as it has been a show about sports, but it has been a show about Jesus Christ. So again, we want to let you know, you can find more about Face-to-Face at our website at face-to-faceradio.com. Hope you'll check that out. And hope you'll continue to keep listening to us, as we're still going strong. We still minister on a weekly basis to a number of high school sports, and we also do interviews with professional ball players, college ball players, and kind of keep you up to date as to what's going on in the world of sports. And we hope that you'll continue to focus in on what we're doing. And as we always say, as we have said, for I think every show for probably the last 25 years, remember this: no matter where you go, no matter what you do, be a good sport. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to Face to Face with Tom Rust. For a free copy of today's program or for more information, please write to Face Ministries, P.O. Box 125, Columbus, Indiana 47202. You can also find us on the web at face2faceradio.com. Join us again next week as Tom Rust goes face to face.